The Fennec Fox and the Desert Tortoise. In the scorching hot desert, where the sun beat down relentlessly, a cunning fennec fox named Felix lived a life of mischief. He was always on the lookout for his next meal, and his quick wit and sharp teeth made him a formidable hunter. Scavenging for food, he came across a slow-moving desert tortoise named Toby. Toby was content with his simple life, spending his days basking in the warm sunlight and taking leisurely strolls across the sand. Felix, intrigued by Toby's slow pace, decided to test the tortoise's patience. He would often approach Toby, taunting him with tricks and jokes, hoping to get a rise out of him. But no matter how hard Felix tried, he couldn't seem to rile Toby up. Toby, sensing that Felix was trying to provoke him, simply blinked slowly and continued on his way. Felix grew frustrated, but he refused to give up. He began to think that maybe Toby's slow pace was a weakness, something he could exploit to get what he wanted. One day, as Felix was stalking Toby across the sand, a fierce sandstorm suddenly rolled in. The wind howled and the sand swirled, reducing visibility to almost zero. Felix, with his quick wit and agility, easily dodged and weaved through the storm searching for shelter. But Toby? He plodded steadily on, his shell protecting him from the worst of the tempest. Felix watched in awe as Toby navigated the storm with ease, finally arriving at a small oasis where he settled down to wait out the storm. When the sandstorm passed, Felix emerged from his hiding spot, shaking off the sand and surveying the landscape. He spotted Toby taking a leisurely stroll towards him, seemingly unfazed by the ordeal. Felix realized that his quickness had been an advantage only in the desert's calm conditions. In the midst of chaos like the sandstorm, his speed had become a liability. Meanwhile, Toby's slow pace had allowed him to prepare for the storm, finding shelter and waiting it out with patience. Toby approached Felix, shell covered in sand, and said, "Why did you think my slow pace was a weakness? It allows me to be present in the moment, not rushed by the wind. You, on the other hand, were caught off guard because of your own speed." Felix looked up at Toby with newfound respect, realizing that his quick wit had blinded him to the value of patience and perseverance. Toby continued, "In this desert, where the sun beats down relentlessly, it's not about being fast or slow. It's about understanding the rhythms of nature and finding balance within them." Felix nodded in agreement, feeling a newfound sense of humility. From that day forward, he began to appreciate Toby's steady pace and learn to respect his fellow creature's wisdom. As for Toby, he continued on his way, always mindful of the desert's ever-changing climate, and when Felix asked him how he managed to navigate such treacherous terrain with ease, Toby smiled and said, "It's not about being the fastest or strongest, it's about being steady and true to yourself." Moral: just like Felix, we often try to rush through life, thinking that speed is the key to success. But what if we took a cue from Toby? What if we slowed down, listened to our own inner rhythms, and found balance within ourselves? By embracing patience and perseverance, we can discover that true strength lies not in our quickness or agility, but in our ability to navigate life's challenges with steady resolve. So the next time you feel like you're racing through life, take a page from Toby's book. Breathe deeply, listen to your heart, and remember that sometimes it's okay to slow down and appreciate the view. For in the desert of life where the sun beats down relentlessly, it's not about being fast or slow, it's about finding balance within ourselves, so we can weather any storm with patience, wisdom, and a steady heartbeat.